This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There are reports that the evacuation of Americans and Afghan allies from Afghanistan could end tomorrow as reports surface of possible imminent terror attacks in Kabul. The acting U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, Ross Wilson, won't talk about that, but he did say this morning that the security threat that prompted the State Department to tell Americans to move away from Kabul's airport perimeter is credible and urgent. The AP's Zaria Shackley is overseas.
Already, military cargo planes leaving Kabul airport have launched flares to disrupt any potential surface-to-air missile fire as fleeing Afghan troops abandon heavy weapons and equipment across the country in their collapse following America's withdrawal of troops. UK Armed Force Minister James Heapy says groups such as Islamic State are aware the window is closing for evacuations.
5 days left now until the official U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. A new AP-NORC poll finds that half of workers are in favor of vaccine requirements at their workplaces. About one in four workers are opposed. At least half of Americans favor mask mandates. AP correspondent Tim McGuire on protests around the nation.
In Pontiac, Michigan, parents protested against masks in schools. In New York City, public school teachers took to the streets denouncing orders that they and other school staffers be vaccinated.
No forced COVID vaccines for adults or children.
Top health officials in New Mexico are warning the state is about a week away from rationed health care as infections continue to climb. I'm Tim McGuire.
It's going to be a whopping 112 degrees in Phoenix today. The Weather Service warning of dangerously hot weather in the southwest. The brutal heat continues in the east, too. This is AP News. Employees at Delta Airlines have a choice to make. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Delta Airlines says it won't force employees to get a coronavirus vaccine, but the choice not to is going to cost them. Delta Airlines will charge employees on the company health plan $200 a month if they fail to get vaccinated against COVID-19. CEO Ed Bastian justifies the policy by pointing to the cost to the airline for the average hospital stay of an infected employee, $40,000. Bastian says of the Delta employees hospitalized for COVID in recent weeks, none have been fully vaccinated. Delta also says starting in September, it will require weekly testing for unvaccinated employees. The airline will pick up the cost of that testing. Still, Delta isn't going as far as United Airlines, which is requiring employees to get vaccinated or face termination. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. I started Madison Reed because I believed women deserve better. Better ingredients, better results, and the freedom to color on your terms. Color at home with our permanent hair color kit in less time and for less than a typical salon. It's a salon in a box for rich, dimensional color and 100% gray coverage. Try our 10-minute root touch-up kit for a permanent root refresh or our hair and brow mascara to cover stray grays on the go. Or visit one of our 95 hair color bars nationwide to let our licensed pros color your hair for you. Join the more than 5 million women who have switched to our award-winning color. Visit madison-reed.com and use code PODCAST20 for 20% off your first order or service. Confident, bold, unstoppable, that's the power of Madison Reed.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you could save right now at Insurify.com.